This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM, and I'm currently talking to Phil Hollis. He's the Executive Vice President at Helena Ag. So, Phil, what is one of the main missions of Helena Ag, and so how do you work in Helena Ag to ensure that producers are getting the technology they need to ensure they're having a good crop year in and year out?
Great question, Ben. And one of the things that we try to do at all our retail stores, all of our stores that carry the Helena flag, is really provide solutions. Grower solutions wherever we interface with them. And that's comprised of a lot of different offerings. Obviously, you have a crop protection side that our folks have access to about any technology that you could use to protect the crop from that end, but also crop production, and likewise for that. But really, almost any retailer has that opportunity, and what we try to do is knife the agronomy side, powered by data analytics, powered by our platform, our agri-intelligence platform, which is really our precision ag platform, and it starts with a soil sample. The science doesn't lie. The science is based on agronomy and really back truth, and starting from the soil sample all the way to tissue sample, leaf tissue sampling, it really trying to provide value in the chain from start to finish for our growers.
And so we're here at Commodity Classic, and you were discussing, we didn't want to go too far into some of the products yet, but can you introduce what the names of some of the new products that Helena Ag is introducing here, and anything else that you want people to know about Helena Ag?
One of the things, we kind of have several different things going on at our booth. We've launched two products. One is a water retention or water efficiency product called ResGenix, and we're excited about that product as water becomes more of a problem throughout the West. As we talked earlier, I spent a good bit of time in our California market, and water was an issue from start to finish. Today, water's an issue is popping up in the central part of the U.S. where some people have never thought about that. And so ResGenix does a good job of allowing you the capability of raising a crop with less water. It also allows us to utilize the water that's already there. And we're excited about that tool, and they launched it this morning, and a lot of energy around the media. The other product that we're talking about is Inertia. And our product Inertia is really a seed treatment that's a stabilized, and that's a big word, stabilized enzyme that's put on the soybean at treatment time. It's taken into the market and with the crop protection piece that you would put in furrow, but it's really an in-furrow treatment at planting. And you could, a lot of growers today are using a fungicide, insecticide, or nutritional, and it knifes right in with that. It allows the crop to get a great start from the very beginning, thrive versus just trying to survive.
Well, thank you, Phil. And exactly, that's what we as farmers would want, was thriving crops, not just surviving crops. And currently, central North America, Central Plains, where a lot of our listeners are facing a lot of drought at this moment, especially in the western parts of Kansas, western Oklahoma. So we appreciate the technologies to help fight, the drought, and with our crops needing to be able to still go to market. So thank you so much, Phil. Again, everybody, for listening. That is Phil Hollis. He is the Executive Vice President at Helena Ag. And again, this has been Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM.